Everyone knows that one human year equals seven dog years, but commentator David Greenberger isn't satisfied with that calculation.
I have a problem with this business about dog years. It's a relatively simple formula that transfers each year into seven. The reason for this originally was no doubt relatively simple, since dogs at one point were the family pet, and since they tend to live an average of 12 years, it was a way of consoling family members that Rover had, in fact, lived a long life. But it's a whitewash, pure and simple. The dog lived 12 years, period. In order to better acknowledge the commingled lifespans of dogs and humans, I suggest an alternative system for measuring the passing of time, dog lives. This system would honor the memory of the various dogs who did their dust-to-dust bit within the larger cycle of their master's life. A value of 12 years would equal one dog life. I'm 42. That would make me three dog lives, six. This also gives the age a British feel, as in 6'7" for weight, thereby conferring a certain legitimacy upon it. Having long resisted the smoke and mirrors of dog years, I'm happy to offer up this new plan. Dog years is, in its way, a holdover from the belief that the sun and other planets revolved around the Earth. In this case, it's dogs that revolve around Homo sapiens. This new system of dog lives allows one to step out of that species-centrist mindset and take a measure of oneself from the world around us. What's the average number of years a car is good for? How old are you in car years?
David Greenberg publishes The Duplex Planet and lives in Greenwich, New York. He comes to us with help from member station WAMC in Albany.